Good morning, everyone. Reading this morning from Path to Shiva, Lesson 43, What is Sadhana? There are three dimensions to our being: physical, emotional, intellectual, and spiritual. All three need attention for optimum health. Exercise strengthens our physical body. Learning and practicing self-control expands and enhances our emotional mental capacity. Through sadhana, spiritual practice, we exercise our spiritual nature by taking time to experience it. Most of the time, we are so wrapped up in our outer nature that we are hardly aware of our deep, glorious inner reality. This can go on life after life, as many people only begin to think of greater realities when nearing the point of death. We give time to our spiritual nature by performing religious activities, ideally as a daily vigil or spiritual exercise. During this quiet time alone, we focus on life's inner purpose, which is to make spiritual progress. Puja, japa, scriptural study, hatha yoga, and meditation are all forms of sadhana. Some sadhanas are yearly, such as going on pilgrimage. Some may be assigned by the guru as a one-time practice. A popular sadhana is chanting Om 108 times each day. The 10-minute spiritual workout is becoming popular in today's busy world. These times of quiet retreat from life's hustle and bustle are underrated, their benefits overlooked. Sadhana builds willpower, faith, and confidence in oneself and in God, gods, and guru. It harnesses our instinctive intellectual nature, allowing unfoldment into the superconscious realizations and innate abilities of the soul. Gurudeva noted, through sadhana we learn to control the energies of the body and nerve system, and we experience that through the control of the breath, the mind becomes peaceful. Sadhana is practiced in the home, in the forest, by a flowing river, under a favorite tree, in the temple, in gurukulas, or wherever a pure, serene atmosphere can be found. Yogaswami directed his devotees to follow the sadhana marga, the path of religious effort, all through life. Then we have Gurudeva's quote. For consistent progress, sadhana should be performed regularly, without fail, at the same time each day, preferably in the early hours before dawn. The idea of a regular daily practice, as I've mentioned regularly, is somehow got left behind in India and Sri Lanka. We managed to bring over the temples, wonderful priests, Hindu philosophy, idea of attending a puja, but the idea of a personal daily practice didn't come over. Still there in India and Sri Lanka. Not as much as it used to be, but it's still there. I was reflecting on a story. It impressed me. I think it was 1974 in Jaffna. We were visiting a priest's home. One of our hosts was taking us there. And The priest had a personal practice. And I think it took him about 2 hours every morning. So in addition to his priestly duties at the temple, every morning before he started his priestly duties, he spent 2 hours doing his vigil. I said, oh, that's dedication. Wasn't used to seeing a priest also do a personal vigil. So it impressed me a lot. Of course, 2 hours is a lot, and life is getting busier every year. So that's why our spiritual workout is 10 minutes. Everyone can find 10 minutes. You know, you just shut off the TV 10 minutes earlier. Stop chatting about the day 10 minutes early, whatever. You know, you go to bed 10 minutes earlier, get up 10 minutes earlier, and there's 10 minutes. Easy to do. And of course, it's not supposed to just remain 10 minutes, but 10 minutes is a good start. And then Gurudeva in the Master Course suggests half an hour is good for adults. And then, of course, for our initiates, we expect a full hour. You know, it gets more and more. One of the names for the daily practice is Sandhya Upasana or Sandhya Vandana. So it just means a practice done when the time of day is changing from night to day or day to night. Sandhya, the change of the day. And of the two, the one in the morning is the more important. It sets the mood for the whole day. Once you get used to doing a daily vigil in the morning, it's hard to imagine starting the day without it. This kind of puts you in the right mood. Patanjali's Yoga Sutras has the same idea as sadhana, regular practice. In the terminology of the Yoga Sutras, it's called abhyasa. A-B-H-Y-A-S-A, abhyasa. It just means regular practice. And in the Yoga Sutras, first pada starts out by explaining yoga is the restraint of mental activities, as we know. And that our awareness is usually identified with these activities, but that we can identify it with itself through practice. And it talks about the five kinds of activities. And then after that, it talks about abhyasa, how to restrain the mental activities. And as some of you will probably remember, I sometimes phrase this as a question. What would we think Patanjali would say is needed to restrain mental activity? So, you know, you'd all say practice for sure, right? Well, practice, that's what we're talking about, sadhana or abhyasa. But he has a second one, which is vairagya or dispassion. So the verse reads, the restraint of these mental activities is achieved through practice and dispassion. So dispassion is the opposite of passion. Passion is when we're strongly attracted to something. Dispassion is when we have no attraction towards something. Dispassion. Oh, we're just looking at the abhyasa today. He defines it in the next verse. Practice, abhyasa, is the exertion to achieve steadiness in the state of restraint. So my comment is, the verse is defining what we're trying to do. The point of yoga is to sit with a controlled mind without losing control. You want to achieve steadiness, and practice is the effort to achieve that. And he goes on with, next verse goes on to explain further. But this practice becomes firmly grounded only after it has been cultivated uninterruptedly and with devotion for a long time. So that's longer than a weekend seminar, right? Weekend seminar won't do it. Even a couple of years won't do it. A long time is a long time. So talking about years of practice. And uninterruptedly, yeah, is another way of saying regularly or daily. So we need our practice to be virtually daily for it to build. And then he brings in the other ideas, we need devotion. Patanjali is not usually thought as talking a lot about devotion, but it pops up regularly. A couple times each chapter, the idea of devotion pops up. So my comment is, this verse is stating that we will be successful if we do the practice with devotion and consistently for long periods of time. It is not a quick process, but rather takes time. Therefore, the expectation is progress occurs, but it's slow. It's not an overnight happening, and that's because the mind changes slowly, but it does change. Both the conscious mind and the subconscious mind. Our ability, as Gurudeva pointed out, our ability to control the emotions is important. It does change, and we need to stick with it uninterruptedly and with devotion, and then change will take place. And as you know, the best way to measure change is not one day to the next, or even 1 month to the next, but a couple of years. You know, if you look at your ability to restrain mental activity now, and you look back 2, 3, 4, 5 years, you should see progress over a period of years. It's like one of these slow-growing trees. What is it, the cowrie tree? It takes 1,000 years to grow. Don't want to check it every day. No, we're like the cowrie tree. It's a slow process, but it is taking place, and if you only check it every few years, you can see the progress. Thank you very much. Om Namah Shivaya.